News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I can say at least the fog is gone, and it's 58. Getting ready for a beautiful day. Dr. Bill's got details coming up right after we check traffic with Kane, right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's in our accident-free condition so far in light traffic from the 1065 split traveling downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford. We're checking it accident-free. South Alabama baseball hosting the Auburn Tigers tonight at 6:30 at Stanky Field. You can find your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 4611-USA. It's Jags versus Auburn tonight. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Fairhope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy: treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prodigy Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Of course, text line open at 343-0106, 343-0106. And so the fog is gone, a little cooler air in, 58 now at our studio, but we still have the earthquakes and flooding. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at biblical issues affecting the Gulf Coast, the fog, although I don't know that anywhere in the Bible it said fog.
No, I don't think so. That wouldn't be as scary. I mean, there's some scary stuff that they talk about.
Talking about the Book of Moses, they didn't talk about the fog that had gripped Egypt. But a minor earthquake yesterday centered near Flemington up in Escambia County. It was 3.1 on the Richter scale. People reported feeling a whole lot of shaking going on. Mm-hmm. We'll get in more detail on that. According to the USGS, the earthquake that hit around 1:36 yesterday afternoon, centered around Flemington, and it didn't hit too far from where they had a 2.7 earthquake that shook parts of Escambia County back on March 7th. So y'all know I'm into this, and mm-hmm. we're going to try to get some of the pros out from South Alabama to talk about this, because we had a series of, we had North Alabama, what, like 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, earthquake in North Alabama, which got us talking about the New Madrid Fault.
Yep.
That was over in West Tennessee that formed Real Foot Lake back in the 1800s, and the kind of the quiet fault lines here in our area, even one offshore here in the Gulf, they are not very active. They don't do a lot of rumbling around. But now, one, two, three, there have been three events here in a couple months' time. Three months' time.
Starting to see a trend in the Southeast, an earthquake trend.
Are we the new Ring of Fire? Are
we
the
new earthquake? We might be.
Yeah, very small fire, like a match. But we'll talk about this coming up. But yeah, an earthquake registered yesterday again. And flooding along the river systems is getting close to cresting right now. And I think that's maybe what's driving a lot of the news stories. This has been, the Mobile River has been at flood level for weeks and weeks now. And close to crest, the rivers are falling now at the gauges north of us. So Barry Steam Plant up in North Mobile County, the gauge is starting to fall there. Tom Bigbee in Alabama that feed the Mobile, they're falling as well. But what else is falling is more rain in central and north Alabama, plus more to come on Thursday night. What does this mean? We'll talk about this and our forecast with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He joins us around 6:35. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in Montgomery this morning as Representative Mo Brooks casts a no vote in an anti-hate measure, which passed the House last week. And he was not the only one to cast their vote against the measure as Representative Mike Rogers also voted against the measure. This bill does condemn anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and other forms of bigotry. It condemns discrimination against Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, and more. Representative Brooks says, "I oppose discrimination against anyone based on inherent characteristics like ethnicity, race, sex, or any other attribute over which a person has no control. Quite frankly, I am shocked the Socialist Democrats who sponsored the bill refused to similarly condemn discrimination against Caucasian Americans and Christians." He goes on to say that the failure to specifically state opposition to discrimination against Caucasian Americans and Christians, while reflective of Socialist Democrats' priorities and values, is by omission, quote, fatal to the bill. Brooks also said the measure failed to condemn Representative Omar. She's a Muslim representative from Minnesota, on her remarks she made that have been criticized as being anti-Semitic. From measures to money, employment numbers here in the state of Alabama, courtesy of the state's Department of Labor, are looking good. The state's preliminary seasonally adjusted January unemployment rate is 3.8%, which is unchanged from December 2018's rate. According to the department, it's the eighth consecutive month for a record high in employment. As of January, more than 2.1 million Alabama residents were employed, which is 3,000 more than in the month of December. Labor Secretary Fitzgerald Washington says that the state has also seen over the year growth in high wage industries like construction, information, and manufacturing sectors. Over the year, wage and salary employment increased in the leisure and hospitality sector, the trade, transportation, and utility sector, as well in the construction sector as well. Counties with the lowest unemployment rates: Shelby County at 3.2%, Marshall and Coleman at 3.7%, and Tuscaloosa, Morgan, Madison, Elmore counties, they came in at 3.8%. Wilcox County had the highest at 10.5%. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Cater, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
It was like a jolt, and I thought, man. And then my sister-in-law texted me. She said, hey, did you feel that?
Two earthquakes felt on the Gulf Coast just days apart. Monday afternoon, a 3.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded near Flomaton. On Thursday, a 2.7 magnitude earthquake was felt near Jay, Florida. Speed is believed to be a factor in a weekend crash that killed a Baldwin County teenager. State troopers say an SUV ran off the road, hit a ditch, and rolled over at least two times. Passenger 17-year-old David Gooch was thrown from the SUV and died. A Mobile funeral home is ordered to pay $12 million to a family after the funeral home lost a loved one's remains. Shelly Hood sued Pinecrest Funeral Home after the funeral home couldn't tell her where her mother was buried. A big crowd expected at Stankey Field tonight. The South Alabama Jags welcome the 17th-ranked Auburn Tigers. First pitch is at 6:30. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes, and you know my backyard, right?
I do.
Okay, you know the issues I have. I have three dogs, I have two children, and I have a very small backyard that I'm having a lot of trouble keeping grass growing. You told me the other day, y'all are putting in synthetic turf?
Really? We're doing a lot more synthetic turf. It's just becoming more and more of a believer that it really does solve a lot of problems, especially where we live. It rains a lot. It starts to solve some of those problems.
Well, you just mentioned rained a lot. Of course, what happens to the water when it falls on the synthetic turf?
So we build it with a lot of drainage, not to get too technical here, but there's a lot of drainage underneath that synthetic turf, and we're collecting it and managing it.
All right, so if we got a lot of traffic in the backyard, have shaded trees in the backyard, we can still have turf to walk on.
Yeah, no factor. It's synthetic.
All right, okay. If you're going to do like me and come look at this, let's talk about it. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can give us a call at 251-626-3309. You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't never play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
I kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
Auburn leaps into the top 25. NFL free agency has unofficially begun, and UFC superstar Conor McGregor arrested again. 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As we enter championship week in college basketball, the final AP Top 25 poll was released before Selection Sunday this weekend for the NCAA tournament. The top three teams remain unchanged, with Gonzaga ranked number one and receiving 41 first-place votes. Virginia is number two with the remaining 23 first-place votes, and North Carolina remains ranked third. The Kentucky Wildcats moved up two places to number four. Duke dropped one spot to number five, followed by Michigan State at six, Texas Tech at seven. Tennessee fell three spots to number eight. LSU moved up one to number nine, and Michigan is ranked 10th. Auburn moved back into the top 25 at number 22 after the Tigers upset then number five-ranked Tennessee on Saturday. The South Alabama Jaguars women's team advanced to round two of the Sun Belt Conference tournament after beating Louisiana 73-61 at the Mitchell Center in round one last night. South's Antoinette Lewis led all scorers with 20 points and grabbed 12 rebounds for her 10th double-double of the season. Earlier Monday, Lewis was announced as a first-team All-Sun Belt player. Tonight, the 7th-seeded Jags play round two against number 6-seed Texas State. The tournament now moves to its main site in New Orleans at Lakefront Arena. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. The men's Jaguars team begins the Sun Belt tournament tonight with a first-round game against number 9-seed Arkansas State. The number 8-seed Jags get to play one last time this season at home in the Mitchell Center. The game is set to begin at 7 o'clock tonight. The NFL league year officially begins tomorrow, but Monday began what the NFL calls the legal tampering period. There were many free agent signings announced yesterday, although none of the trades are official until Wednesday, and plenty of former Alabama players on the move this offseason. Landon Collins is the first to reportedly find a new home. He told ESPN's Josina Anderson that he'll sign with the Washington Redskins on a six-year, $84 million contract that includes $45 million guaranteed. After announcing a trade for Steelers All-Pro wide receiver Antonio Brown on Sunday, the Oakland Raiders will reportedly sign former New England Patriots left tackle Trent Brown to the richest contract for an offensive lineman in league history. It's a four-year, $66 million contract with $36.75 million guaranteed for Brown. Former LSU Tiger, Arizona Cardinal, and Houston Texans safety Tyrann Mathieu is headed to the Kansas City Chiefs when he signs a three-year, $42 million deal. Another Houston Texan, cornerback Kareem Jackson, is also leaving Texas. He'll reportedly sign with Denver on a three-year, $33 million deal. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Quan Alexander looks to be headed far west to the San Francisco 49ers. They'll reportedly give Alexander a four-year, $54 million deal with $27 million guaranteed. And former Tampa wide receiver Adam Humphries will next suit up with the Tennessee Titans on a four-year, $36 million deal. The Raiders are signing Los Angeles Rams safety LaMarcus Joyner. Former Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr is headed to the Jets. And Tampa receiver DeSean Jackson is headed back to Philadelphia, where his career began in 2008. Former UFC 2 Division champion Conor McGregor was arrested Monday for allegedly smashing someone's phone early Monday in Miami. According to MMAfighting.com, citing the arrest affidavit, McGregor and the alleged victim Ahmed Abderzak of England were both exiting the Fontainebleau Hotel at around 5:20 a.m. on Monday morning. That's where Club Live is, right?
Yeah, well, I just know I've not done the club in there, but Fontainebleau Hotel, pretty famous in Miami.
And they were leaving at 5:20, so a night of partying, I imagine. Mm-hmm. That was when Abderzak attempted to take a photo of McGregor with his phone. McGregor allegedly slapped the phone out of Abderzak's hand to the floor and then stomped on it several times, damaging the phone, as you can imagine. McGregor then allegedly picked the phone up and walked away with it.
UFC superstar was arrested about 12 hours later on a second-degree felony charge of strong-armed robbery and a third-degree felony charge for criminal mischief.
It's a strong arm.
Yeah. The 30-year-old Irishman, no stranger to run-ins with the law. Last year, he was arrested on two felony counts in Brooklyn after throwing a dolly through a bus window following a UFC media day. After that, McGregor ended up accepting a deal, pleading guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct and avoided jail time. He was suspended 9 months from the UFC.
You mean an Irish MMA fighter
who has his own brand of whiskey
tends toward violence? Now, come on, I'm shocked.
Yeah, me too. Consider me completely shocked that this would happen. But Conor McGregor arrested a second time within a year. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. And don't take a picture with me. I will smash your phone.
Smash. Bring a cheap phone if you do it.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you operate an automotive service facility, your reputation is based on the quality of work and speed that your customers expect. Mobile Mechanical Service can partner with you to ensure your bays are ready to provide that quality service. Compressed air systems, lifts, hose reels, and fluid transfer systems. Your business depends on them. Mobile Mechanical Service can provide, maintain, and repair your facility equipment 24/7. Don't let that bay become idle. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit mobilemechanical.com.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue this morning with no delays through Mobile for now. The 1065 split out towards 90 range line from Theodore Dawes Road. It's been a perfect start, and it's a quiet ride downtown from the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. You're checking in accident-free. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. You can see them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 624 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill joins us here in just a few. We'll take a look at our forecast. I'll tell you this, the fog is gone this morning and a bit cooler. It was 72 yesterday, 58 now as we get started on your Tuesday. And one of the stories that came out over the weekend and that I was talking about on Twitter yesterday, because when this woman who got attacked by the jaguar, when she apologized, I said, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
good for her, because the Jaguar, because there was a story that this Jaguar had clawed somebody before or something like that, and they were talking about maybe it needed to be put down.
He's a serial attacker.
I'm like, he's a Jaguar doing Jaguar things. He's just being a critter. You know, calm down here. It's you know, the lady is the human in question that was doing something strange, like getting a selfie. Here's Jim Root from Westwood One with more on this.
It happened over the weekend. The woman in her 30s climbed over a waist-high wall into some thorny bushes to get closer to a jaguar, a wild cat, a big one, for a picture. The jaguar grabbed and clawed her. Now another zoo visitor, Adam Wilkerson, says his mother distracted the big cat.
She grabbed her water bottle and she shoved it through the cage right near where the jaguar is, and the jaguar lets go of the girl.
The woman's injuries are not life-threatening, but they are severe. Now, is this the fault of the zoo or the woman? You may say, well, the woman, she climbed the wall. That's the debate. The woman has apologized for breaching the barrier. The jaguar will not be euthanized because the incident was the result of human error. But that cat has been involved before. Jeff Allen says his finger was cut, needing 8 stitches, by the same jaguar. He says he didn't cross the barrier. He was leaning across it to get a better picture when the jaguar clawed at him. Such incidents are rare, animal-human encounters, but they do happen. Now, you may recall 3 years ago at the Cincinnati Zoo, a 3-year-old boy fell into a gorilla exhibit. The primate dragged the boy around the enclosure. Fearing for the boy's life, zoo officials shot and killed the gorilla. Sometimes they're accidents, including this past January when a zoo intern was killed in Florida by a lion who escaped a locked enclosure. Some human error, like the woman in Arizona who purposely crossed a barrier for the sake of a selfie. Wildlife World Zoo says its barriers meet all the standards for safety, but says it will be reviewing all its safety measures. However, in the meantime, says spokesperson Christy Morcom,
these are wild animals, and those barriers are put in place for a reason.
A reminder to respect the barriers and keep your eyes on your kids. I'm Jim Roop.
Okay. So, number one, upset that no actual name reference to Harambe and Harambe's passing in that story, where we still keep Harambe in our hearts. But no, the jaguar thing, I mean, gets to a bigger problem in this country, the absolute disconnect people have with wild critters, and saying basically this jaguar has priors. It has priors being a jaguar.
Yeah, they're acting like it's Conor McGregor.
Yes, I mean, this is what they do. They're supposed to try to get things to eat them. That is what they do. They are predators, which, by the way, kind of interesting. It's in Arizona where jaguars have been showing up over the last probably couple decades. Usually just males that are on walkabout out of Mexico coming in. Of course, another side discussion is, would the border wall keep
stop
out
keep
the jaguars out?
And the drugs they bring in.
Yeah. No, that's the coyotes bring the people, I guess, and the jaguars, too. All right, be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A proposed gas tax hike seems to be on the fast track in Alabama. The Rebuild Alabama bill has passed a House committee, full House vote, and now a Senate committee in less than a week. The bill, which now heads to the full Senate, would raise the gas tax from 18 to 28 cents a gallon. A Citronelle teenager killed in an ATV crash will be laid to rest this week. A visitation for Anna Weaver is tonight at Restoration Church in Citronelle. Monday, her classmates met at the flagpole to pray for the high school freshman and her family. Principal Randy Campbell.
It's just going to be a big, big loss for us, and it's going to take some time.
Two men are charged in a home invasion robbery in Pensacola, the victim just 15 years old. Tony McGee and Tyrone Wilkins are accused of stealing $250, a PlayStation 4, and a cell phone. Two earthquakes felt on the Gulf Coast just days apart. Monday afternoon, a 3.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded near Flomaton. Thursday, a 2.7 magnitude earthquake was felt in Jay, Florida. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says all U.S. diplomats still in Venezuela will be pulled out by the end of the week. This as Paula Newton reports from Caracas that embattled President Nicolas Maduro blames the U.S. for the deepening political crisis there and the four-day electricity blackout.
President Maduro continues to claim that the United States is to blame for this blackout. He calls it an electric coup.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it will not follow the action of other nations and ground fleets of the new Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliners, two of which have now crashed in similar fashion. The FAA says Boeing is making changes, which should be complete by April. The Gulf States should see some rough weather tomorrow, as meteorologist Chad Myers tells us.
More tornadoes on the ground, I think, coming this week as a storm comes over Mexico into Texas today and then eastward from there.
Heavy rains from that storm system will hit the Midwest. A winter storm watch is in effect for the Denver area tomorrow, expecting up to 7 inches of snow. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Airlines in Ethiopia, China, Indonesia, Australia, and elsewhere have grounded the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliner after the second devastating crash of one of the planes in 5 months. But Boeing says it had no reason to pull the popular aircraft from the skies. Investigators continue to probe the cause of Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash, which killed 157 people. Honda's recalling about 1 million older vehicles in the U.S. and Canada because the Takata driver's airbag inflators that were installed during previous recalls could be dangerous. Honda's recalling many of its most popular models for a second time. The models are from as far back as 2001 and as recent as 2010. Almost 80 investment advisory firms, including divisions of Wells Fargo and Deutsche Bank, have agreed to pay back over $125 million to clients who were steered into higher-cost mutual funds without adequate disclosure. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Fairhope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy: treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prodigy Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
Now, weather.
with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Yeah, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, some significant changes in temperature and clarity out there for a Tuesday.
Yeah, yesterday we had very dense fog, but now we have drier air that's come in. Had a few showers yesterday afternoon, and that front moved through, and it's just offshore. And we've got a nice day. It should be partly cloudy and not quite as warm as yesterday. Yesterday got to 82. Looks like today about 72 for this afternoon. Tonight, clouds come back in. It'll be mostly cloudy. We'll see a low tonight in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, another day of mostly cloudy skies. There's a slight chance of a shower tomorrow. The wind will now switch around to the southeast, become breezy, and a high in the mid-70s. Looking ahead to Thursday, Thursday we're going to see the effects of a cold front that will be approaching. Good chance for showers on Thursday with a high in the upper 70s. And then showers and thunderstorms Thursday night as a cold front moves into the area. That front is going to give us some nice cool weather for the weekend. Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy and high in the upper 60s. Still a chance of showers on Friday. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower and a high of only 60 degrees. On Saturday night, we'll be down into the low 40s, possibly upper 30s in some areas. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-60s. So a nice cool weekend with temperatures dropping down into the 40s at night.
All right, but we got to get there, and to get to there, we got to get through this rain. First of all, let me see, severe weather associated with this rain?
Yeah, it looks like we could see thunderstorms, especially Thursday night, and a few of those could produce some strong gusty winds. So there is that possibility we could see a severe thunderstorm or two with the arrival of that front. Again, that is Thursday night.
All right, and rainfall totals?
Most likely you pick up an inch of rain, possibly 2 inches. If we start to get some of those showers, and it looks that way for Thursday, we could see shower activity Thursday afternoon, and then the stronger storms come through Thursday night. So some areas could pick up a couple of inches of rain.
Because a lot of people watching this, of course, along the river system here, along the Mobile Tensaw Delta, as the flooding from that rain in central northern Alabama has rivers well above flood stage, and just started to crest and fall here, and we see more more rain on the way. People worried about that, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, and areas to the north of us will get rain. We'll get 1 to 2 inches of rain, and that will be getting into the river systems again.
Wow, time to continue to put everything higher and higher up. Lift everything up, put it on the top shelves out there as well. All right, Dr. Bill, and if people want to talk about things of record from the environment around them, whether it be temperatures or rainfall, all that kind of stuff, that is available in the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, if you haven't picked up a copy, try to do that, because we've got a lot of information there, particularly the hurricane season. There's even a tracking chart. And if you do any boating or fishing, you obviously would want the tide tables, and they're all there for the whole year. You'll find copies at West Marine here in Mobile, and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also Classic Cars, and Robert Moore Christmastown. If you're over in the Eastern Shore in Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply, as well as Billy Langford Allstate, Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County, and also at Robertsdale Power Equipment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, 58 now. And we'll check headlines with Kelly coming up next.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Highway 98 and Wilmer Georgetown Road, they've got an accident moving out of the roadway. Also, it's a little bit slower northbound 65 at exit 13. Looks like it could be construction related, so be careful in those areas. Across the Bayway, the Causeway looking good coming in from the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8370. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Wayne Rivers and discuss family business succession planning. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Wayne Rivers runs the Family Business Institute, where he consults with family businesses as they struggle with the transition from one generation to the next. The senior generation won't let go, and the next generation is afraid of confronting the current leadership. Wayne says the next generation should quit and prove their worth elsewhere in the marketplace. When that happens, they are quickly asked to return. But, says Wayne, the next generation is afraid to leave because they may learn they're actually not very good. Listen 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
.641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you were like many of us, daylight saving time has caught you off guard, caught you wanting to take a nap, or just simply thrown off your entire routine. So the question is, what do you think about getting rid of springing our clocks forward or putting our clocks back an hour anymore? President Trump tweeted on Monday that he was in favor of doing away with a twice yearly time change, in favor of making daylight saving time year round. Of course, daylight saving time began Sunday at 2 a.m. According to the Associated Press, during World War I, originally the move was suggested to conserve energy, though the origins of DST go all the way back to Benjamin Franklin while visiting Paris in 1784. Franklin wrote a letter to a Paris newspaper proposing a tax on those whose windows were closed after sunrise. The reason behind that letter, though, was meant to encourage the use of sunshine instead of candles. A time change, believe it or not, has been blamed for an increase in heart attacks and other health problems and vehicle accidents. So right now, we are scheduled to fall back an hour November the 3rd. Arizona and Hawaii, the overseas territories of American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the United States Virgin Islands, they all opt out of daylight saving time, and they remain on standard time year-round. Several states right now have recently voted to remain on DST all year. Now, all those states can approve the change. It would then have to pass Congress and be signed by the president. The Alabama Supreme Court has set an execution date for Christopher Lee Price. He is the man convicted of killing a minister in Fayette County. 46-year-old Price was convicted in the 1991 robbery and death of Minister Bill Lynn. The pastor was fatally stabbed outside his home just 3 days before Christmas. According to court records, he was putting together Christmas presents for his grandchildren when the power went out. When he walked outside to check the power box, that's when he was attacked. His wife, Bessie Lynn, was also wounded. Pastor Lynn died on his way to the hospital. Price was arrested in Tennessee several days later and convicted in 1993. Price is said to be executed Thursday, April the 11th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 643 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. You know, there's, they talk about American Samoa and Hawaii not recognizing the time change. Places like Indiana. I remember going up there. Old roommate of mine at the University of Alabama lived in Indiana, Bloomfield, not Bloomington, which is featured in John Mellencamp videos and all that, but Bloomfield. And I remember being up there in the wintertime,
and it being like 7:30 in the morning, eating breakfast with his parents there, and it was still pitch black, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I thought was neat. I'm sure people going to work didn't think it was cool. Well, but
that's what makes Indiana cool. Everybody else is saying, we're switching the times, and Indiana's like, nah, we're all right. We're good like it is.
It's Indiana, Arizona, a handful of states, and maybe more. As Kelly mentioned, President tweeting yesterday, he'd be all behind sticking with one time. That would be daylight saving time. I am a fan of the DST. Because, like, the last couple evenings, you notice you just got that extra hour or so in the evening to get some stuff done. And obviously, as the days get longer, you get even longer to work in the yard, play with the kids, all that kind of stuff outside.
Yeah, driving home last night around 6:40. I'm like, something has changed.
Oh, yeah,
what's so different? Oh, it's still daylight, and it's almost 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a nice thing. At least we keep that debate going on our online opinion poll question over at fmtalk1065.com. If you go, we'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Should we stick with the DST year-round? You can vote and let us know when you vote at fmtalk1065.com in the online opinion poll question. The average interest rates on credit card debt right now, 18% APR, and I guarantee you there's a lot higher than that. If you looked at your interest rate lately on your credit card statement, if you did, you're probably going to be shocked, but you're going to be happy to hear about the folks at Lightstream. Opportunity for you to refinance your high interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay. Now the rate is fixed, it's never going to go up on you, and you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get money as soon as the day you apply. And if you have good credit, you deserve great service and a low interest rate. Get that fixed rate loan from Lightstream. It's lending uncomplicated. If you can imagine this, we'll give you a chance to save even more if you'll go to the website and use our code. Here's how it works. Y'all can get an additional interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Website lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 6:46, we're coming right back.
Back in the day, this was a high speed internet connection. But times change. And so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
It was like a jolt. And I thought, man. And then my sister-in-law texted me. She said, hey, did you feel that?
Two earthquakes felt on the Gulf Coast just days apart. Monday afternoon, a 3.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded near Flomaton. On Thursday, a 2.7 magnitude earthquake was felt near Jay, Florida. Speed is believed to be a factor in a weekend crash that killed a Baldwin County teenager. State troopers say an SUV ran off the road, hit a ditch, and rolled over at least two times. Passenger, 17-year-old David Gooch, was thrown from the SUV and died. A Mobile funeral home is ordered to pay $12 million to a family after the funeral home lost a loved one's remains. Shelly Hood sued Pinecrest Funeral Home after the funeral home couldn't tell her where her mother was buried. A big crowd expected at Stanky Field tonight. The South Alabama Jags welcome the 17th-ranked Auburn Tigers. First pitch is at 6:30. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Alabama leads the nation in prescribed opioids. In 3 years, the number of children in our foster care system due to parental drug abuse has doubled. Nationally, overdose deaths among women are double that of men. We may lie to ourselves, but the numbers won't.
The 24/7 helpline is 844-307-1760 or go to courageforall.com.
This message brought to you by the ADMH, the ABA, and this station.
Auburn leaps into the top 25. NFL free agency has unofficially begun, and UFC superstar Conor McGregor arrested again. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As we enter championship week in college basketball, the final AP Top 25 poll was released before Selection Sunday this weekend for the NCAA tournament. The top three teams remain unchanged, with Gonzaga ranked number one, Virginia number two, and North Carolina number three. The Kentucky Wildcats moved up two places to number four. Duke dropped one spot to number five, followed by Michigan State at six, Texas Tech at seven, Tennessee at eight, LSU at nine, and Michigan is ranked 10th. Auburn moved back into the top 25 at number 22 after the Tigers upset then number five ranked Tennessee on Saturday. The South Alabama Jaguars women's team advanced to round two of the Sun Belt Conference tournament after beating Louisiana 73-61 at the Mitchell Center in round one last night. South's Antoinette Lewis led all scorers with 20 points and grabbed 12 rebounds for her 10th double-double of the season. Earlier Monday, Lewis was announced as a first-team All-Sun Belt player. Tonight, the 7th-seeded Jags play round two against number 6-seeded Texas State. The tournament now moves to its main site in New Orleans at Lakefront Arena. Tip-off actually set for this afternoon at 2 p.m. The men's Jaguars teams begins the Sun Belt tournament tonight with a first-round game against number 9-seed Arkansas State. The number 8-seed Jags get to play one last time this season at home in the Mitchell Center. The game is set to begin at 7 o'clock tonight. The NFL league year officially begins tomorrow, but Monday began what the NFL calls the legal tampering period. There were many free agent signings announced yesterday, although none of the signings are official until Wednesday. There are plenty of former Alabama players on the move this offseason. Landon Collins was the first to reportedly find a new home. He told ESPN's Josina Anderson that he'll sign with the Washington Redskins on a 6-year, $84 million contract that includes $45 million guaranteed. This morning it was announced that former Bama and Baltimore Ravens linebacker C.J. Mosley is expected to sign with the New York Jets on a 5-year, $85 million contract with $51 million guaranteed. After announcing a trade for Steelers All-Pro wide receiver Antonio Brown on Sunday, the Oakland Raiders will reportedly sign former New England Patriots left tackle Trent Brown to the richest contract for an offensive lineman in league history. It's a 4-year, $66 million deal with $36.75 million guaranteed. Former LSU Tiger, Arizona Cardinal, and Houston Texan safety Tyrann Mathieu is headed to the Kansas City Chiefs when he signs a 3-year, $42 million deal. And another Houston Texan, cornerback Kareem Jackson, also leaving Houston. He'll reportedly sign with Denver on a 3-year, $33 million deal. Former UFC 2-division champion Conor McGregor was arrested on Monday for allegedly smashing someone's phone early Monday in Miami. According to MMAfighting.com, citing the arrest affidavit, McGregor and the alleged victim Ahmed Abderzak of England were both exiting the Fountain Blue Hotel at around 5:20 a.m. yesterday morning when Abderzak attempted to take a photo of McGregor with his phone. McGregor allegedly slapped the phone out of Abderzak's hand to the floor and then stomped on it several times, then picked up the phone and walked away with it. The UFC superstar was arrested about 12 hours later on a second-degree felony charge of strong-armed robbery and a third-degree felony charge for criminal mischief. The 30-year-old Irishman, no stranger to run-ins with the law. Last year, he was arrested on two felony counts in Brooklyn after he threw a dolly through a bus window following a UFC media day. McGregor ended up accepting a deal, pleading guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct, and avoided jail time. He was suspended 9 months from the UFC. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, you've got an accident off of 98 and Wilwood Georgetown Road. State troopers there just waiting for the wreckers. Northbound 65 at exit 13, a little bit slower. Be patient as you're traveling in that area. Once again, the Bayway and the Causeway looks perfect. Kick off your St. Patrick's Day with the Jameson Whiskey Pairing Dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile this Saturday, March 16th. Enjoy a four-course dinner for $55. Call 338-5403 for details. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As the cleanup efforts continue in Lee County, that's where multiple deadly tornadoes touched down. The Lee County Emergency Management Agency says that they need the following items at this time. Laundry detergent and fabric softener sheets, Ziploc baggies, all sizes, garbage bags, all sizes, household cleaning supplies, mops and brooms, snacks like peanut butter crackers, cheese crackers and chips, dry cereal, any kind, coffee, creamer, sugar, juice, soft drinks, feminine hygiene products, baby toddler snacks like rice, oatmeal puffs, and more. The Lee County tornado killed 23 people and injured many more and caused county-wide spread property damage. If you'd like to donate, you can drop off those items at the EMA warehouse at 15691 Highway 280 Smith Station. A recall alert may impact your lunch, your dinner, or maybe your snack plans as nearly 3,000 pounds of Chef Boyardee rice with chicken and vegetables packages contain beef ravioli products and are under a high-risk recall, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The products may contain milk and wheat, which are known allergens and have not been declared on the product label. The 7.5-ounce microwavable bowls have a Best Buy date of July 8, 2020. On the bottom of the with the establishment number of EST-794. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service was notified Friday of the mislabeling of the ravioli bowls. Good news, though, no one has been confirmed as having an adverse reaction, but if you do have the product, you're encouraged not to consume them. The product should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. You can call the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline if you have questions. It's toll-free number 1-888-674-6854, or if you have more food safety questions, you can ask Karen, the virtual representative available 24 hours a day at AskKaren.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. I like when I'm kind of bored, looking for something to do, calling the meat and poultry hotline.
Jeeves has to be upset about this, right?
What's up with Ask Jeeves?
I don't know. It's now Ask Karen. Maybe Jeeves made a change.
Jeeves, what, transitioned?
Maybe.
No, it is 2019, man. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number two of Mobile Mornings up next.